Lucio exhaled forcefully through her nose. Very well. I will forward the appropriate notifications pending approval by the senior counsel. Which emissary would you prefer? The archive. We have a working relationship. Lucio hmmed again. I heard a pencil scratching. Dresden, she said. I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is that we avoid general hostilities, even with a relatively small power. Translation, don't start another war, Harry. But, she continued, we can afford to lose the paths through winter even less. Translation, unless you really have to. I hear you, I said. I'll do my best. Do better, Lucio said, her tone blunt. There are those on the senior council who hold the opinion that we're already fighting one war because of your incompetence. I felt heat flush up my neck. If they bring that up, remind them that my incompetence is the only reason they weren't all blasted to molecules by a newborn god, I shot back. And after that, remind them that because of my incompetence, we're enjoying a ceasefire that we desperately needed to replace our losses. And after that, that is enough, Warden, the captain snapped. I fought down my frustration and clamped my mouth shut. Hey, we were coming up on the holidays. They're a time of miracles. I'll notify you when I learn something, Lucio said, and hung up the phone. I hung up too, harder than I really needed to. I turned to find Michael and Sonia staring at me. Harry, Michael said quietly. That was Captain Lucio, was it not? Yeah, I said. You never told us that Mab threatened to go back on her bargain. Well, no. Michael watched me with troubled eyes. Because she didn't. You just lied to Lucio. Yeah, I said shortly. Because I need the council's say-so to set up the meeting. Because I've got to set up the meeting so that the gang of murdering bastards who tortured Shiro to death will have a chance to prove to you that they still got it coming. Harry, if the council learns that you've misled them, they'll probably charge me with treason, I said. Michael rose from his seat. But, I stabbed a finger at him, the longer we delay, the longer those creeps stay in town, the longer Summer's hitmen keep coming after me, and the more likely it is that innocent people are going to get hurt in the crossfire. I've got to move fast, and the best way to get the council to move is to let it think that its own ass is about to fall into the fire. Harry, Michael began. Don't, I said. Don't give me the speech about redemption and mercy and how everyone deserves a second chance. I'm all for doing the right thing, Michael. You know that, but this isn't the time. Then what is right changes because we're in a hurry? He asked gently. Even your book says there's a time for all things, I said. A time to heal and a time to kill. Michael looked from me to the corner by the back door where the broadsword Amarakius rested in its humble leather scabbard, its plain crusader-style hilt bound in wire. It isn't that, Harry. I've seen more of what they've done than you have. I have no qualms with fighting them, if it comes to that. They've already blown up a building, tried to murder me, and set off a situation that nearly got your own children burned down in the crossfire. In what way has it not come to that? Instead of answering, Michael shook his head, took up Amarakius, and walked further into the house. I scowled after him for a minute and muttered darkly under my breath. You confused him, Sonia rumbled. I glanced at the dark-skinned knight. What? You confused him, Sonia repeated, because of what you did. What? Lying to the council? I don't see that I had much choice. But you did, Sonia said placidly.